Now, the U.S. President Donald Trump's eldest son has released a chain of emails indicating he embraced alleged Russian efforts to support his father's presidential campaign. Now, in the emails posted on Twitter, Donald Trump Jr. was told by a publicist that he could get very high-level and sensitive information to incriminate Trump's Democratic rival Hillary Clinton. Trump's son purportedly welcomed the offer and set up a meeting with a, quote, Russian government attorney. The meeting was reportedly attended by Trump's campaign officials, Paul Manafort and Jared Kushner. Meanwhile, the House Intelligence Committee says it wants Donald Trump Jr. to appear before the panel to answer questions about the June 2016 meeting.
We'll certainly want him to come in. We'll want everyone connected with this meeting to come in. We'll want any documents that they may have. You know, plainly, as we saw the constantly evolving stories from the president's son, we cannot rely on any public representations that are made by the family about their contacts with the Russians.
Well, Schiff says the committee also wants to interview everyone who attended the meeting, including Kushner and Manafort. He suggested the controversial meeting could be just the beginning of the Trump campaign's links to Russia. The White House says Trump is, quote, frustrated over the persistent allegation of possible ties between his campaign and the Russian election hacking. The Kremlin said it did not know who the lawyer was, while Trump himself defended his son as a high-quality person and praised his transparency. The disclosure could have a direct impact on the congressional and FBI probes into alleged collision between Trump's campaign and Moscow to influence the 2016 U.S. election. Let's speak to Scott Bennett. He's a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, and he joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Bennett. Now, the plot thickens. What do you make of these recent revelations?
Well, it certainly does thicken. It's not getting boring. It's getting remarkably funnier, because all of these people that are scrambling to accuse the Trump campaign of Russian collaboration, secret Russian meetings, are about to be crushed by the weight of their own stupidity, because, number one, there's nothing there. There was no Russian collaboration. There was no Russian hacking. There was no Russian anything. And yet there was enormous material that was shared with the Trump campaign, the Trump people, about the Hillary Clinton engagements with the Russians, the Hillary Clinton engagements with terrorism and terrorist financing and Swiss banks and all sorts of corruption from Loretta Lynch, from Eric Holder, from the Department of State, from the Department of Justice, the emails, WikiLeaks cables. There's an entire drama, and we communicated that to the Trump people in our reports. And I have my records of the emails going back to July 22nd, 2016, in which I contacted Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka Trump, Melania Trump, Melania's sister, Ines Naus, the Lindsay Santoro, the assistant to Donald Trump Jr. I myself contacted them. I've got their emails and their phone numbers. And I said, my report, I'm a military officer. I have information on Hillary Clinton regarding terrorist financing. You need to do something about it. You need to be aware of it. You need to be prepared so that you can initiate investigations. And I didn't do it as a Republican or a Democrat. I did it as a military officer. I was an Army officer with a top secret clearance. I know what I'm talking about. I did this for a living. And sadly, nobody in the Trump campaign really has picked up the ball and ran with it. And I think that's now coming back to haunt them, because the Democrats and the presidential Obama's secret police force and the NSA and the CIA, they knew we were talking. They knew we knew all about this. They were monitoring us. So when we contacted the Trump people, they suddenly knew the Trump people knew. So I'm happy to go to Adam Schiff, and he'll remember me because Adam Schiff got a copy of our report. Remember, this is terrorist financing involving the Clinton Foundation from a military officer. Brad Birkenfeld, the Swiss banker, brought this over. He was imprisoned by Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton about this. And all of this is the real story. The Russian narrative is just a smokescreen. It's
Speaking
an attempt
of that,
to
Mr. Bennett,
make some.
As far as the Russian narrative being a smokescreen, when you look at the U.S. media right now, it's so focused on this investigation. One has to wonder that they're missing bigger stories, like For example, the Trump administration's ties with Saudi Arabia, just to pick one topic.
Yeah, and I'm very disappointed with the Trump administration's ties to Saudi Arabia. I don't think they have anything in common with terrorists or rapists or savages from Saudi Arabia. Wahhabism is the enemy of the American people, whereas Iran and its Shia Islam is the best friend to the American people and civilization. As Russia, the Russian Orthodox Christian civilization, is the best friend to Americans, but yet these people in government are so schizophrenic and senile that they are obsessed with trying to resurrect the Cold War, the Soviet Union. They're using the old Soviet flag to try and depict Russia, when the reality is there is no Soviet Union, there is no communism. There is the Russian people, there is the Iranian people. And thank God there are people in America under the age of 55 that don't have this belligerency, this prejudice against Russia or Iran, and that's the hope for this country.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Scott Bennett, former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer, joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Bennett, thank you very much indeed for weighing in with your thoughts.